and keep them off your property out in the, you know. Mm-hmm. But Florida finally woke up and they passed a no-fence law. A fencing law where you had to fence in your cattle. And these people...
Excuse me.
The subdivision is Southern Pines.
Uh-huh.
But right next door is Gray Gables, and they're better known than Southern Pines is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjoining on the south is Palmacea.
Oh, okay. But this is all considered Tampa, I mean.
Oh, sure, it's all Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
When we moved here, it was outside the city limits, but...
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But now I can.
Oh, wow. Where did you live before you moved here?
Well, I was born here in Tampa.
On
the other side of town.
Uh-huh.
Near Nebraska Avenue.
Yeah, when I was looking at the map, see, you know, how to get over here, there's like two Lincoln streets or Lincoln Avenues.
Oh, really?
And there's one up, I think it's in, not far from where I'm staying on Fowler Avenue.
Oh.
And I said, well, South Lincoln must be down this way.
I see.
Okay, and what county is this?
Hillsborough.
Can I have your full name, please?
Charles Clement. Some middle name, huh?
Is it ENT or? I didn't think there'd be snow in Florida, but I guess there is.
And we got a lot of jokes about that.
Yeah,
right?
Really? I'm sure you did.
Oh, yes.
Clement, was that after Mark Twain?
No, I tell you, it was a strange thing. I had a cousin lived in Georgia, and they were staunch Catholics.
Uh-huh.
And this oldest son they had was named John Clement. Clement for Pope Clement, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he was down here about the time I was born, visiting his grandmother. Groceries and department stores and laundries, all types of
stuff. What paper company did you work with?
Graham Jones. Uh-huh. That's the last 25 years with them.
Now, when I was in Alabama, there was a paper mill. I was doing some work, the same work over in Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It was a big, gigantic paper mill.
Was that Tuscaloosa?
No, it was in Demopolis.
Oh.